Oh my gosh. How about all the hype these days about growing your business organically, growing with partners, doing better business? Y'all have heard about doing that, right? But how do we do it? Many of you are at the point where you've heard the word influence marketing. Some of you are like, what in the world is that? Some of you are like, yeah, I know what that is, but I don't know who or how in the world to plug into that. And does it really help me? Because I'm really out here all on my own doing it just fine. Well, let me hear, tell you, our guest today is a partner with influence, and she is an expert and a strategist at partnering with people who are entrepreneurs online, and they work together to grow each other's businesses together. And it's a massive, massive foundation for both collaboration, equality, being human. We're going to talk about all of those things today. It won't take you very long for you to figure out why I've chosen her to be on our show today. This is the Erin Strayer Show. This is where we talk about all kinds of things that promote, cultivate, and expand amazing female entrepreneurs who are out there in the world doing things just a little bit differently. We give you workarounds and ch to challenges that we face every day. And one of those is growing our business and still being human. Like, how do we not be a sleazy slime ball out there in the world, but we still get people to work for with us? So I'm your host, I'm Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them business beyond the basics because most of them are indecisive. They're held hostage by their own fear, and quite honestly, they are flat out complacent and have settled for average. So I help them keep on task by setting obtainable goals, plugging gaping holes in their business and their personal lives, and taking their dreams to reality. And bottom line, I provide executive level accountability so that you and your business gets the attention to detail it deserves. Oh my gosh, you guys, I cannot wait for you to meet our guest today. Miss Lisa Baker has been like an influence marketer for an extremely long time. She's written a book about it. If you guys are joining us from any other platform other than the Erin Strayer Show, there's a link right above you in the feed. Go ahead and click that. Come on over here. Say hi to us. We'll be able to see you. And here's Lisa.
I just feel like I just walked onto the big stage and everybody's
You
like,
did.
yeah, hi.
It's super fun. So, hi, friend. How are you?
I am so great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. You know, the sun is shining finally. Like, and it makes you feel so much better. Like, oh,
Yeah.
where'd you go?
Oh, am I
Oh,
studying?
there you are. It was kind of like a blink and you were gone and then you were back. And here you are.
Well, I evaporated briefly, but I'm back now. Sorry about
But
that.
among yeah, so like tell me a little bit about you.
Okay. So I am, as you mentioned, I'm an influencer marketing strategist. I over the last 5 years or so, I've been running a lot of partnerships with affiliates for my clients. So running the big baby launches. So if you're subscribed to any of the big online influencers, especially people who teach about marketing, you have seen this and you know the launch that I helped with. So when you get all of those emails from all these different people that are promoting the same thing, that's the kind of thing that I've been doing. But at the same time, I am really passionate about solving homelessness. This is kind of my personal thing. So over the last 5 years, I was spending a lot of time during my work life talking to all these big online people, hey, you're winning the competition for the most affiliate sales, da, 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 you're so awesome. And then in the evenings, I would go and volunteer at a food clinic for people experiencing homelessness. And I'd be talking with these guys on the streets about their life in the streets and how they got there and their families and stuff like that. And I eventually came to this realization that just for me personally, the way that I approach these people who feel like they're so important in the online marketing world, and then these people who feel like they're so unimportant in our society, that I feel like I approach them the same way and I think of them the same way. And I want to treat them with the same value and the same level of care and respect. And so that's how I kind of developed this philosophy of approaching influencers on a foundation of radical human equality. And so then I was like, this is cool. I should tell people about this. So here I
Isn't
am.
that neat? And it's for me, I know when we talked the first time, I'm like, what an amazing marriage of the two, right? And to be able to take these massive influencers, and we're going to spend some time talking on on this concept, because I also am a affiliate manager for another lady, and I love the connection. I love the conversations with the other partners. I love watching how it all just comes to fruition. And it's like, oh my gosh, this is such a beautiful dance between businesses that we're all equal. Like, we all want the same thing. We all want to increase the bottom line. We all want to grow and still have massive conversations and be able to hug people and be real and go, oh yeah, I forgot my lipstick today or whatever. Right. And like, have those conversations. And I'm so excited to have this conversation with you today. Like, I really am super excited to have, like, let's back up for a second. Tell me what influence marketing is.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Let's just start there.
Right. So I define influencer marketing as anytime you are connecting with someone to get your message in front of a bigger audience than you have in your own sphere. Mm-hmm. So, which is really broad. And some people would define it differently from that. But for me, like, you know, you can even partner with other businesses. And that can be an influencer marketing if you both have a, you know, pretty big size audience, or it can be people who are just influencers. Like, some people think of, you know, the people with lots of followers on Instagram, those are the influencers, and that can be, you know. But anytime you're trying to get in front of a bigger audience and you don't have that audience in your own sphere, so you're connecting with somebody who does have a bigger audience in their sphere. And the key with that is that if you can then get in front of this audience with a recommendation, then that's huge. I mean, it's magic for your business, because you're not in front of this cold audience anymore. You're not, you know, running ads to people who've never heard of you. You're getting a recommendation from someone who is trusted by the people you're trying to reach. So that's the power of it, really. That's the key of it. It doesn't even need to be that big of an audience necessarily. It's just people that you can't reach on your own.
And I like what you said, that most of us think that there are these great big Instagram people with millions of followers, or, you know, they're the Brendan Burchards, or, right, like all these big names that are the influencers, right? When in essence, every one of us is an influencer because somebody follows us, right?
Exactly. Especially like in this day and age of social media. And actually, it's interesting, in the kind of trend in influencer marketing right now is toward micro influencers, which is the people with the smaller audiences, but who it's real relationships and you're really engaged. But I've seen that for years, even in like one of my favorite launches that I ever ran, one of these big launches with all these partners, and there was a competition, you know, so there's a leaderboard of who's making the most sales, you know, this da da da. And there were people in this competition who had over 100,000 people on their list, 150,000 people on their list, you know, huge list of email subscribers, who were getting beat on this competition by this one guy who had 6,000 people on his list. And everyone was just like, what? Oh my God. But it's because his list was so aligned with the thing that we were selling. It was just like the perfect marriage of what he offered and what my client was offering. And it was exactly what people needed. And people were really excited about it. So that was really cool. That's definitely a thing. But I think too, a lot of people, you know, don't think of themselves as an influencer. Right. And they don't think of themselves as important enough.
Right.
To connect with these people. And that's why I'm so passionate about this whole radical equality thing, because I think what people don't recognize is that they think that they have to have a big audience to be able to approach someone with a big audience. Mm-hmm. Yes, it helps. Sure. You know, if you can say, hey, promote me to your list of 100,000 people, and I'll promote you to my list of 100,000 people, let's do a deal. You know, yeah, that's nice. That's useful. But if you have something that is truly helpful and valuable and beautiful for this audience, sometimes you can, you know, people who with much bigger audiences are excited to promote you simply because what you have to offer is worthwhile. And that is the whole radical human equality, is I want people to recognize that even these people with these huge lists and all these followers, they're still human beings. Mm-hmm. And the reason they have followers is because they're passionate about offering value to their audience. That is how you get an audience, is by trying to give people stuff that's worth giving. But that's a lot of work. You know, we all know creating content, creating valuable content, it's a lot of work. And so if you have something, it doesn't have to be content, but just any kind of offer that's really going to help their audience, mm-hmm. you should have the courage and the, how do I put it? Like, don't feel like you're less than them and you have to go to them begging and say, no, please, I'm just not really good enough, but maybe please you could help me out. Like, no, you have something valuable. It might help them just as much as it would help you, just in a different way.
Yeah. And I think you nailed something that we all have, that comparitis. Like, I'm not as good as them, or I don't have as big a list as them, or I don't, does really anybody really want what I have to say? Do they think that what I have is valuable, or what I'm referring to them is valuable as a resource? Do they think that, right? Like, mm-hmm. I know I fall guilty to that often, right? Often. And it's like, oh, you know, there's so many people that follow that, you know, are in my world and in my circle and follow me. And it's like, I still fall guilty to that. But I think you nailed it on the head that we're all so, if we can all at least feel and think like we are on an equal playing field, there's no hierarchy, there's no servants' quarters any longer, right? Like, right. And it doesn't matter what your job is or your title in your job, we're still human. And we all want to be treated the same. And we all want to be appreciated and looked out and you know, kudoed, right? Like, we all want the kudos. And how does that, like, doing that initial reach out to those people and starting that conversation, like, let's talk about that.
That's my favorite thing. So the initial outreach is always the thing that, like, people are terrified about, because, you know, it's so scary.
Like, sandbox. I brought my
own. Well, and so, you know, people often, when you have it in your mind that I am not really as good as this person, or I'm not as important as this person, I am not as valuable as this person because they are influential and they have a big list and they could really save my business, you know? And that's really how people think of it a lot of times, like, this person could save my business and they could, you know. When you come with that mindset, the way that you approach is just totally different. And you end up doing all these crazy things that people do. Usually they'll get too long, you know, in their email. They'll be like, so, and I'm sure you get these emails, Erin. Anybody who has any kind of presence on the internet will get these emails sometimes where it's like, hey, I noticed that you have this blog and I was thinking maybe you could, like, link to my blog, or maybe you could, like, share my blog on social, or maybe, like, we could collaborate in some way, or, like, could I write a post for you, or both? And you're just like, what the hell do you want? I don't
even. You just spit it out.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, it's just so confusing, you know, and it's just this whole thing. But that's from not really knowing what the value is you have to offer.
Yeah.
And so
it's succinct with your messaging, right? So you don't know what you're really doing or selling or offering, but you're not clear with your messaging either. Right. Yeah.
And, you know, here's my favorite test for this, actually, because honestly, most people do not know what their core value is in their business, like the thing that they really have to offer that is really going to transform the world. Most people have it, like most small entrepreneurs, especially, they have it and they don't know it. Mm-hmm. And they don't know what it is. And if they do, they can't put it into words. And putting it into words is really, really difficult. And that's like a whole process, you know. And I have some games that I play and some hacks that I teach to, like, help people get something that's going to be intriguing. But this is the test for me. If you go to a networking meeting with people in your industry, not just like people who don't know your industry, but people who are familiar with your industry, people who know your competition, I don't like that word, but people who know, you know, the other people who are similar to you, and you start introducing yourself, you know, and somebody says, oh, hi, you know, what do you do? And you say, well, I do blah, 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 blah. Their reaction tells you whether you're ready to approach influencers. Mm-hmm. Because if they're like, oh, that's interesting. So what do you do? Uh-huh. Then you are not ready.
Next.
They're like, oh, intriguing. Tell me more. Mm-hmm. Then you're there. So that's, like, really the key thing is figuring out how to distill your key message or your offer. And it doesn't have to be the offer for your whole business. Sometimes, like I said, I help people find a hack that's just like an offer that they're going to make that's going to be unique in itself. Even, you know, I have this workshop. It doesn't have to be, I have this business built on this thing, but it can just be this one little thing that you're going to offer to influencers just to get your message out there. But it needs to be something that is different, you know, and that is interesting, because then you become this complementary thing that you're offering that nobody else is doing. You know, and it's this different angle on it. And it can be something really simple and really basic. It can be your philosophy. It can be that you're combining two unlike things. It can be just your whole approach is a little different. It can even just be this one little thing that you focus on that nobody else really focuses on, that specific piece.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It doesn't have to be that complicated. But once you find that one thing and you can say it in a way that influencers are like, oh, well, that's interesting. Tell me more. Then it's really easy to open the door. You know,
So the initial is one, being clear on your one Rain Man trick, basically.
Yeah.
One you do differently, because every single one of us, it doesn't matter how many business strategists are out there, right? Like, because you and I are both business strategists. It's like Saran Wrap. What are you covering, though? You know, are you covering salad or ice cream? Right? Like, what are you covering?
Right.
And really, it's like there's so many different marketers out there. Well, what kind of marketer are you? What makes you different? What makes you stand out? So going forward, when you figure out what your Rain Man trick is, right, that's different than everybody else's, what makes you stand out because your life experiences put you where you're at to be brilliant.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. How do we go forward? Like, why is it important to not be lone wolfing it out here all by ourselves? Because clearly we got it covered and I can do it all by myself.
If you've got all the customers and clients you need and your business is thriving and
no holes in your schedule for months.
Right. Then you don't need this. Absolutely not. No. In fact, I know people who are like, you know what? My business is big enough. I don't want to do influencer marketing anymore. And in fact, I actually, an influencer who I did a workshop for, and then some of his clients came to me. But one of his clients in the sales call was like, you know, I'm just not sure. I mean, you know, he never does this. I never see him doing this. And so, you know, do I really need to do it? And I was like, well, he doesn't do it because he doesn't want to work anymore. He's a little bit lazy, actually.
He's like, lazy.
He's just like, he wants to take the summers off, you know, like literally, I mean, he's told me that. He's like, I don't want any more work, you know? Like, so, you know, if you have all the clients and customers you need, absolutely, you don't need influencer marketing. But this is something too, and I see this so much. People are like, my business isn't working. We all do this. So for example, you know, I have this thing and it's not selling, but then you sit down and you look at the numbers and it's like, okay, how many have you sold of these? Well, you know, I've sold 5. Well, okay. What does it cost? Well, it's $1,000. Okay. Well, how big is your email list? Well, it's 100 people. Well, God, that's all you've sold. That's a huge, I mean, 1% would be average at that price point, and you sold 5%. That's actually, it's selling great. You just don't have enough people in your audience, you know? And marketing is always, there's always an aspect that's a numbers game where you just need to get it, and it's not going to be for everybody, and you need to get it in front of a minimum number of people in order to sell it. And the higher the cost of it, the more people you need to get in front of.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only a few ways really to get your message in front of more people. Influencer marketing is one of them. I mean, there's Facebook ads, which is kind of similar, but it costs money. I don't know. What else? How else can you? There's not a lot of other ways, really.
Really? Unless you buy leads.
Buying leads, right. You can spend money or.
You can spend money.
Build relationships. That's pretty much it.
Or you can make really good friends.
Right.
And like you can like chat at 7 a.m. with people that you wouldn't normally chat with at 7 a.m. because now you're girlfriends because you've made this connection.
Right.
And you're like, oh, I need to put you in touch with so-and-so. And oh, guess what happened today because of somebody you put in touch with me, blah, blah happened.
Right. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And not only is it, hey, will you help me push my thing, sell my product, get this in front of your people, right? It's much, much, much more than that. It's, hey, come to my birthday party.
Oh, right? Yeah. Oh yeah. Ideally. Yeah. And that's kind of like a bigger picture thing, but like, you know, I've done a lot of like affiliate, you know, launches over the years. And I don't keep in touch.
Can I stop you for a second?
Oh, go ahead.
Tell people what an affiliate is.
All right. So, an affiliate is one type of influencer relationship. Actually, that's a great question. Thank you. So there's like a lot of different ways you can structure an influencer partnership. And this is something else too, where I feel like people, again, it's the feeling like you have nothing to offer because you don't realize what the possibilities are.
Right.
Start with the foundation is figuring out what your offer is that is truly valuable for this person. And sometimes you'll offer different things to different people, you know, mm-hmm. but you can find this thing that is like really key and that people are like, oh, that's intriguing. Tell me more. Okay. Then you can start from this foundation of equality because you know, this thing is helpful for mm-hmm. people. You know, I teach this workshop and I get really excited about offering it to partners, not because it'll grow my business, although it will, but because after people take my workshop, they call me the next day and they say, I talked to that homeless guy.
Mm.
I that homeless guy at the gas station that I always ignore, I talked to him and I bought him a sandwich. And so that for me is like, that's the reward. I'm like, oh, I must promote this workshop, you know? So anyway, that to me is like sheer value just in itself, you know, just to be like, I'm going to teach this workshop to your people and they're going to connect with strangers better. They're going to connect with strangers who are homeless and strangers who are influencers and, you know, strangers, they're going to feel more comfortable at networking meetings. Like this is useful, you know?
Yeah.
So that's step one. And then step two is figuring out what kind of partnership you want to do, which can be, I mean, the sky is the limit, but some of the basic ones would be like a co-promotion where you basically create a package deal and you both promote something together.
Mm.
This could be considered that in a way, because I'm going to send this to my list and you're going to send this right. to your list. And this is, you know, we're both like, we're doing a thing together.
Right.
Or I've had like clients with physical products do like a basket, you know, like a basket of baby products with other businesses that are also baby products, that kind of thing. Right.
And then they donate to a thing.
What's that?
And then they donate it to a thing.
Oh no, this is like the client was, they had a baby, a physical baby product. But an affiliate is basically, you know, they sell your thing to their list or their audience, whatever. And then you pay a commission on their sales.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep track of which sales they sent to you. And then you pay them, you know, 50%, 20%, whatever makes sense for your business. And a lot of people feel like, you know, they can't do that. And therefore they can't do partnerships. But again, there's like a whole lot of ways. Another one is just content, which is also what this is, you know, like I'm giving you content for your audience and you're also giving me content because I'm going to get this too.
Mm-hmm.
But this kind of thing, I mean, you can write a blog post or you can teach a workshop or you can, you know, you can do a free video and ask people to share. You can write an ebook and ask people to share that. You know, that's just when the content is in itself valuable, then people can get excited about sharing it.
Yeah. So let's talk about are we talking about your workshop? Cause you have a book also. I mean, what do you want to talk about?
Oh.
Because I know people are going to want your thoughts and your background and what's led you to this point and what this point actually looks like for you and how it can potentially look for them.
Yeah. Okay. So,
goodies.
What's that?
By picking up your goodies.
Oh, yes. Well, so I do have a free ebook. It's called How to Grow Your Business and Be a Better Human. And I think you'll have the link, but it's learnpartnermarketing.com.
Yep. I'll drop it in the feed here for you.
You sign up for my list, you get the free book. If you don't want to sign up for my list, you can just shoot me an email. It's lisa@authenticpartnership.rocks and I will send you the book. Or you could probably message me on Facebook too, since we're here on Facebook, that would work fine. And then I have a mentorship program where I teach people, I take you step by step how to do partner marketing, basically help you figure out what your core message is, what your offer is going to be, how to structure the partnerships, how to find the right people to reach out to, and then, what exactly to say to reach out with them and connect with them and intrigue them and then start growing your business by doing these partnerships. So yeah, it's called Partner with Influencers. It's kind of a kickstart program. It's sort of at your own pace. It's one-on-one. It's very individualized. I help you design your partner marketing program for your business.
And I just want to say that this mentality, this partner marketing, this affiliate or joint venture relationships, there's multiple different terms for it. basically it's you and I linking elbows and saying we're going to go forward. And those of us that have been used to, I threw the lone wolf thing out earlier. That was me. That was totally me. Mm-hmm. I got this. I got it covered. I don't need any help. Nobody else can coach what I coach, right? Like I clearly, I got it all figured out. And right, like total transparency. I didn't realize the power of affiliates, the collaboration effort, the expansion, the growth opportunities, the networking, right? Like it's not all about the money.
No.
I mean, yes, that's lovely. Mm-hmm. That's lovely. But it's so much more, like my heart like just explodes every single time I get to have a conversation with another person that's like, hey, Erin, I want to have a joint venture conversation with you. Hey, right? Like mm-hmm. every single time. And I like, it's such a new concept to me. I get goosies and I get tears and I get like, my heart just like, I'm like, oh, I don't, do I got room for another one? Yes. Another one!
Yeah.
Yes. I have room on my friend list for one more. Right. Like, mm-hmm. And yeah. It's funny because, as powerful women, that's you too. We strive and we take so much pride. Correct me if I'm wrong, Lisa. We can handle it all. Mm. We clearly can handle it all. And this mentality, and it's funny that you call it influencer marketing, is really, it is making me a better human.
Yeah. You know, this, yes. I'm so happy you brought up the whole like friendship aspect of it. Cause like, you know, if you do a lot of these over time, there will be people that you lose touch with. Mm-hmm. But I try to keep a list of the people that I really want to stay in touch with.
Yeah.
And I still, there's some people that I first, you know, ran partnerships with 5 years ago that I still reach out to every 6 months just to say, hey, what's up? How are you doing? And I've never met them in person, a lot of them, you know, but I want to stay in touch with them because they're good people. And some of them have totally shifted what they're doing and totally changed their business. But, you know, I care about them. And the thing that I think we forget in business, we think so much, we put, like you said, sometimes, especially when you're struggling or you're growing or you're just getting started, it's really easy to get caught up in this whole, I gotta make more money, gotta make more sales, gotta get a bigger audience. And that becomes your focus, which is fine. Sometimes that needs to be your focus. You know, you gotta have a roof and feed your kids and stuff like that. But what we forget when you're thinking about this other person with this audience and what they can offer you is you forget the value of human relationships and what you can offer them. And yes, you know, these influential people, they have a lot of people on their friends list and a lot of people trying to be on their friends list. But the fact remains, you know, you are a human being and human connection is one of the most valuable things we can offer each other. And a lot of people who are approaching these influencers are doing it not thinking of themselves as someone who could be friends or who could really connect with them or help them, or they're treating them like, you know, celebrities, mm-hmm. which is, there's this dehumanization that happens when you approach someone as a celebrity. You're not treating them like a human being, you know? And it doesn't feel good to be on their side of that for people. And so if you can come to them just like, hey, you know, thought you might enjoy this, because, you know, here's these, you know, because of these other things that you do, I thought you might like this. No worries if not. But if, you know, if you're interested, I'd love to chat with you about it. It's very refreshing, actually, I think, for a lot of people to be seen as a human first and not as this, like, oh, super important celebrity person, you know?
I love that. I love that. I love everything about what you do. I love that you have resources. The links are in the feed on the Erin Strayer Show page. If you guys are watching from any other platform other than the Erin Strayer Show, hop over there, grab those links to Lisa's resources, her book and her program. figure out how to integrate friends. We all want more girlfriends anyway, because this entrepreneurship, if we're really honest with ourselves, is lonely. Even though we chose it and it's a blessing to have it, I just walk upstairs to my office. I don't see humans until my family gets home. You know,
quite honestly. That's most of us.
And when we can have conversations like this, and I'll guarantee this isn't my last conversation with Lisa. The show is not the end of it, right? Like, the pre-conversation was just the start. And this, that's one of my missions with the Erin Strayer show too, is that as soon as you're done, you're not really done. That's just the beginning of us and this collaboration and this growing of the collective. And, you know, get in the huddle. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Right. When you can integrate some of these thought processes in and even start bringing one or two on slowly, these affiliate partners, right? These joint venture relationships, this influence marketing, because you are an influencer. Every single one of us is. If even one person looks up to us, follows us, buys our thing, one person, you're an influencer. Yeah. Yeah. Do you got any closing thoughts for us, ma'am?
Oh, I think you covered it. I think you covered it. That's beautiful. I guess, you know, just when you're talking to somebody, anybody, whether it's a homeless person on the street or, you know, this big influential person you want to reach out to, if you look at them first, not through the lens of power, influence, following, money, but if you look at them first and say, okay, wait, this is a human being. I am a human being. It will transform your relationships and it will transform your mindset as you approach people to talk to them. And it will make you, it'll make it a lot easier to make friends.
So good. So good. You guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us today on the Erin Strayer Show. This again is where we talk about all kinds of hot topics and pain points. And we talk to amazing, amazing female entrepreneurs that are out in the world doing things just a little bit differently, just like Miss Lisa Baker here. If you guys want any more information, if you never want to miss another show, type live in the comments over here on the page. If you're watching from any other platform, you got to hop over here, type live so you never miss another show. And we'll see you right back here soon. Thanks so much, everybody. Bye.